101.9 High FM, One Nation, One Station.
The release of Jonathan Pollard. I wanted to get Adel Kozulski's input into what that means in the spiritual world. Adel Kozulski, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm thank God. Well, I don't know what it means in the spiritual world, but I can tell you some things that I found very interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, many, many times, almost most of the time, we take things, well, what you see is what you get, right? Just like read the headline news and then try sort it out with a rational mind.
Mm-hmm.
But as Jews, we know that we need to look beyond what we see is what we get, that God is running the world, that there is a much greater spiritual play that is happening. Now, you know, Jonathan Pollard, was a very interesting character, and I'm not going to get into the politics of it all. Sorry, I'm actually driving and there's an ambulance passing. Jonathan Pollard was incarcerated in prison for over 30 years and then put on parole for 5 years. And for all practical purposes, on the what you see, what you get paradigm, it was a very unfair sentence for what he did. Okay, and you need to ask yourself the question, just like Mordechai Rabashkin, we had it a couple of years ago, was also stuck in prison for many, many years for a sentence of what he should have got 2 years there also, he landed up for many, many years. And sometimes you will find that there will be personalities in the Jewish people that will take upon themselves suffering, not consciously, okay, but subconsciously as a representative of the Jewish people, to correct certain things. And this seems to be the case with Jonathan Pollard. The Sephardi rabbi, Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, supported the Pollards a lot during Jonathan's incarceration. And in fact, he told the chief rabbi told the wife, Esther, that Jonathan's incarceration wasn't just about Jonathan, it was about the Jewish people being stuck in galut, stuck in exile. And that when Jonathan comes out, he is the key for the release of all of Israel's captives and missing in actions, and he is in fact, once he is out, we are going to be in the geula, we are going to be in the redemption. And I've seen it like, you know, come in and out together as people were praying for him and advocating for him to come out of prison. And guess what? In the month of darkness, Kislev, which we spoke about last week, about a little light shedding some darkness, all of a sudden this guy is out, he's free, he can go back to Israel.
Amazing.
And I'm just, looking at that and thinking, you know, there's more to what you see is what you get
Yeah, and what you're saying is notice it. Don't just read the headlines and say, oh great, Jonathan Pollard's been pardoned, he can go off to live in Israel. But actually take note of what this actually is saying and what it means. And I think that's a very valuable point, not only about Jonathan Pollard, but actually about so much of the information that comes our way. We just so often accept it, but we actually don't really think further about it.
Right. I mean, you apply this to the whole, we've spoken about it 100 times, maybe need to speak it another 1,000 times. This whole Trump-Biden thing isn't about Trump and Biden, about Democrat and Republican. It's a fight between good and evil. And it's a fight, a spiritual fight. It's about Esau coming back at the end of time to be with the Jewish people. And so if you start looking at this through, you know, your life through those type of lenses, first of all, it takes away a lot of anxiety and a lot of anger and a lot of trying to rationalize things when there's no rationale. You can't work out things on the what you see, what you get paradigm.
Mm.
And it's interesting to watch that way. Like, I like to live my life that way because I do believe there's a deeper reality.
I love that. I think that is so important and very, a very valuable lesson, because if we can open our eyes to the fact that there's so much more at play and it isn't just simply what we are getting from the media and from the news, it just looks there's a lot more to it. So Adel Kozulski, thank you as always for those words of wisdom, and they really are words to live by.